Hi, this is Melissa Faulkner coming to you from Durham, North Carolina. Today we're going to talk about three phrasal verbs: look for, seek out, and bounce back. Now, look for and seek out have slightly similar meanings, so we'll talk about those meanings as we go through each of our sentences. For each phrasal verb, I'll give you three sentences, and then we'll talk about an explanation of how to use that phrasal verb in each of those sentences. So let's get started with our first phrasal verb, look for. Now, look for has two different meanings that we would use. The first look for means to search for something. You're wanting to find something, so you're going to search for it. You're looking for it. The second way that we would use look for is to say that you're hoping for something or expecting something. So if you're looking for something, you're sort of anticipating or expecting that something's going to happen. So let's take a look at our sentences. Sentence number one. I looked for the sauce that my mom asked me to get at the store, but I had to ask a salesperson to help me find it. So in this case, someone's mom has asked them to go get this sauce from the store. So they're looking for it. They're searching for it all over the store, but they still can't find it. So they have to ask a salesperson to come help them look for it and find the sauce. So they're looking for or searching for the sauce. Let's take a look at sentence number two. When you get to baggage claim, look for the luggage that has a pink and white striped ribbon on it. So in this case, oftentimes when you're at the airport, you have to go to baggage claim and find your bag. So they're looking for this specific luggage. It has a pink and white striped ribbon on it. They're going to search for that pink and white striped ribbon so that they can find their luggage. They're looking for or searching for this specific piece of luggage. Sentence number three. Marcy was excited about going to Cuba because she had been told to look for live music and good dancing. In this case, Marcy is traveling. She's going to Cuba. She's been told that she should look out for live music and good dancing. She's expecting or hoping that she's going to find some live music and good dancing. So that's why she's excited about traveling to Cuba. She's going to be looking for live music and good dancing. Let's take a look at our second phrasal verb, seek out. Now, seek out is similar to look for in that you're searching for something or someone. So you're similar to looking for, you're searching for something. Seeking someone out or something out. Sentence number one. The math club supervisor always seeks Joey out to try to recruit him to be a part of the math club, even though he has said no three times. So in this case, the math club supervisor really wants Joey to be on the math club. Joey doesn't want to be in the math club, but the supervisor is always seeking Joey out. He's always looking for Joey or searching for him in the hallways so that he can ask him to be a part of the math club. Even though he seeks him out and sometimes he finds him, Joey still says no. So he's seeking out Joey. He's looking for Joey. Sentence number two. My mom always tells me that if I don't seek out friends, I'm going to be really lonely at my new school. So in this case, this person is going to a new school. New situations are sort of hard and challenging sometimes, and sometimes they're lonely. His mom has told him that he needs to seek out friends, or he needs to search for people that would be good friends. He can't just be by himself or else he'll get lonely, so he needs to seek out or look for new friends. Sentence number three. That cut looks really bad, and I suggest you seek out some medical attention from the local hospital or emergency room. In this case, someone has gotten cut, maybe a bad cut. So this person has suggested, I suggest you search for a doctor or someone at a local hospital that can help you with that cut. I suggest you look for or search for some medical attention. Let's move on to our third phrasal verb, bounce back. There's two different ways that we would use bounce back. In the first way, bounce back means when you have a medical illness or a sickness, you want to recover from that sickness. You're going to bounce back from that sickness or illness. The second way that we would use bounce back is when you are in a negative situation, maybe a dangerous situation or some sort of disaster happened, or it's just a negative situation and you bounce back from that situation. You recover from that situation. So let's take a look at our sentences. Sentence number one. After having a bad cold and cough for 2 weeks, Harry was ready to bounce back and return to work. So Harry had had a cough and a cold for about 2 weeks. He probably missed a lot of work. He had some projects that he needed to do that he wasn't able to do. Harry is ready to bounce back. He's ready to recover from this cough and cold so that he can go back to work. Sentence number two. Mary only had her knee surgery a month ago, but it seems like she has bounced back quicker than the doctors thought she would. So in this case, Mary had knee surgery. The doctors probably thought it would take her 2 or 3 months to recover, but she has bounced back a lot quicker. She's recovered from her surgery a lot quicker. So maybe she's walking around, maybe she's using her knee a lot. She's bounced back from her knee surgery. Sentence number three. Kevin was really disappointed when he lost his job, but it seems like he has bounced back and tried to stay positive. So in this case, Kevin has had a negative situation. He lost his job. At first, he was really disappointed. He was having bad thoughts, but now he's bounced back from the situation. He's recovered and he's having a lot more positive thoughts. Maybe he's going to start interviewing for new jobs. So even though it was a negative situation, he's bounced back. We've taken a look at three phrasal verbs, look for and seek out, which both mean to search in order to find something, or bounce back, which means to recover. I hope these explanations have been helpful. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks.